106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to talk to you about a new term that for an old habit, and I like this one. This one is called bathroom camping.
Oh.
And it's trending on TikTok right now. And the reason they're calling it is when you go to the bathroom at somebody's house just to hide.
Oh.
Like you're at work. You can do this at work too.
Okay.
Or you're at a party and you just go to their bathroom and you just want to get away for a little bit. And as an introverted person, I love this. In fact, not only as an introverted person, it's great for the lazy people too. Because I had a job once where I worked at a five-star hotel called the Hotel Hershey. It was a gigantic, huge hotel. And I was a bar back and a bartender, but we also were in charge of like mobile bars that we had to like set up in fancy people's suites and stuff.
Okay.
So it was often where like we would like be allowed to be like, okay, we need a bar set up in room 202 and we need a bar set up in room 3010 and you know, all these things. So you could disappear for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I would go find a bathroom somewhere in the hotel. And I would sit backwards on a toilet with the seat closed, if there was a seat. Maybe there wasn't a seat. And I would put my arms on the tank.
Wow.
And I would just take a nap.
And could you sleep?
Yeah, I can sleep anywhere.
Okay.
Especially back then. Okay. So, like, it was great. And then I would hear, like, occasionally on the walkie-talkie, does anybody have eyes on Gavin? And then I was just like, it would perk me up. And I'd look around and just turn the walkie-talkie off.
Wow.
Bathroom camping.
I mean, I think the only time I've, this is so sad, but it's so Katie. I think the only time I've ever like escaped to the bathroom to get away is just in case I was going to cry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's
like at a party
too.
Or something or work?
Yeah.
Do you ever, Kevin?
Just go in there and just pull it together.
What would make you cry? Like you see like an
could
ex
be anything.
Or? Oh, yeah.
I've never seen an ex, but I mean, somebody could have said something to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I could have said something that hurt my feelings.
What a snapshot into Katie. So like, I mean, Kevin, you're a little bit more introverted than I am, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, do you ever like want to just like get away from it? It's not that you want to leave. You're not quite ready to leave, but you just need to like, man, I've been on for an hour and I just need to decompress for a second.
Yeah, I do that. I just go into the bathroom and just stay on my phone just to decompress. But the most of the time I go to the bathroom, I cry.
Yeah, see?
What's going on with you two?
Well, I work in restaurant industry and then in the past it's gotten too much and I just cry in the bathroom.
Does Katie say something to make you cry?
Probably. She probably stiffed me and didn't tip.
What?
That's not her stiffing you. It's her not figuring it out.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin.
So, okay, can I ask you a question, Kevin?
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom here an awful lot.
Oh, boy.
Are you actually going to the bathroom or are you bathroom camping?
50% of the time I'm going to the bathroom.
That means 50% you're not?
50%?
Are you?
I need a mental health break.
Are you avoiding us?
I'm not avoiding you. Mm-hmm. It's just I need a break from all the bullying.
Okay. No one has ever been meaner to us than you have today. I need you to know that.
I gave you some chicken strip.
That's true. But you called him because he's going on vacation in a couple weeks. You screamed at him, shut up, you beach bitch.
Right. And all that was said was, yes, I'm going on vacation.
Right.
Called me a beach bitch.
Yeah.
And by the way, beach bitch, also trending on TikTok right now. New term for an old habit, which is just going to the beach.
Right.